From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat B'Shalach, how the Jews went out of Egypt. Well, we know how the Jews went out. They walked out. They went, took all their things, and they marched out. But the exact nature of the walking, that's what I'd like to discuss today. I had a cousin, Zelda, she should live and be well, Refuah Shleima, Zelda Rubin, and she used to teach dance at the Michlala in Yerushalayim. And she would talk to some of her students, also learning disabled students, and she would talk to them and ask them, how do you think the Jews walked through the sea? Do you think they walked like this, scared? Do you think they walked boldly and brazenly? How do you think the Jews walked out of Egypt? They walk out, they were walking out so excited. Or do you think they walked out timidly, like looking if any of the Egyptians might kill them or something like that? This question could be based on two expressions in our parsha. The first expression is chamushim. It's a very difficult expression. It's not a common expression. And let's try to see the context. Context is that Hashem says, look, when he sent the Jews, he sent them through the Yam Suf, that direction, but not through the direction of the Philistines. If you look on the map, the space from Egypt through the Philistine land, through Gaza Strip, it's much closer because that strip is closer. The Sinai gets much broader on the bottom if you're going all the way from Sharm el Sheikh all the way up to through the Negev. It's much through the Sinai. It's much much longer. But we went the long way because if we went the Egyptian way, if we went through the Philistine land. The Philistines are known warriors. They might come to attack us. The Jews would get scared. They run away. It says the Torah, God took us the way of the Yam Suf, and we went out chamushim. We went out chamushim. What does that mean? So the Ibn Ezra and the Rashi, in one interpretation, it says we were mizuyanim. We were armed. This doesn't tell us how they walked. The attitude just tells us a fact, that they were armed. And the Ramban puts it like this. Even though they were not going the way of the war, they were through the Philistine land, where they would have to have a war, but we armed ourselves anyway. Where the Sforno says, look, he says, maybe they'd go back to Egypt, even though he was afraid we'd go back to Egypt, even though we were armed. I want you to know they were armed. We had arms. He was still afraid. I was still afraid we would go back to Egypt. Good. So this is a theory about being armed. The Ibn Ezra points out that this is an important foreshadowing. Later on, we're going to have a war against Amalek, and we're going to sort of win. The question is, how do we win? Where do we get the arms? So the Torah tells you at the beginning, I want you to know they went out with arms. This is a fact. Another fact that might be described here is how many people went out. So after all, the word five is included in the chamushim. Sounds like chamush, chamish, chamishit. One-fifth. So Rashi says maybe one-fifth of the Jews went out. Maybe four-fifths died in the plague of darkness, and the rest went out. There's actually a medrash that 1/500th of Jews went out, which is very difficult. That means the Jews had 5 times 600,000. What is that? 3 million Jews, instead of what we usually think. That's a midrash. There is another factual interpretation, and that is Yosef B'Choshor. He says, we went out with food. We went out with food. Ibn Ezra says, we went out with food. What do you mean? It says, V'gam zeda lo asulam. We went out so fast, we didn't even make any food for the road. The rabbis say that the bread that they took out had to last, the matzah had to last for all the days until we got them on. But they didn't have food. So how could it be mazon food? There's a Yerushalmi that says that we went out with five. What's five? Five types of weapons. So it puts together the word five with the weapons and says five types of weapons. There's a Psikta that says it's talking about who went out. Who went out? Five generations. After five generations of being there, you had Amram. You had Levi and Gahat and Amram and Yocheved, Amram and then Moshe and the next generation. So you had five generations. Good. These are all facts. What about the attitude? With what attitude, how did the Jews go out of Egypt? So for this, we turn to the Unkelus. Unkelus says, Mizarzin. They went out with great alacrity. The Jews went out. We were excited. We went out. We were all excited. According to this, and Ibn Ezra mentions this as another interpretation, he says, we did not go out like slaves who were running away. Ibn Ezra says that we had arms. Someone who has arms is not a slave running away. Michael DeLugish pointed out to me that, right, according to those who were big advocates of the Second Amendment, they say freedom includes the right to bear arms. So they bore arms. According to Ibn Ezra, we walked out like free men with an attitude of freedom because we were armed. And according to the Unkelus, we walked out with an attitude of great alacrity. We were excited. We ran quickly. We were excited to get out of Egypt. According to this, that this expression, chamushim, means how we went out, what attitude we went out, it relates to another expression later on, uvnei Yisrael yotzim b'yad rama. The Jews went out of Egypt. How? The yad rama. What's yad rama? My father of blessed memory liked to point out, look at the Unkelus, look at the Aramaic translation, Bereish Galeh, an uncovered head. Why do we cover our head? We cover our heads, remember God is above, and also as a modesty, that to think you're not the chief cheese over here. There's someone above you. But they went out Bereish Galeh, they went out without a yarmulke. What does that mean? They went out with great brazenness, chutzpah, because they were free and they had a certain attitude. They went out with a big toed out of the land of Egypt. Some say it doesn't have to do with the head. It just means they went out openly. It has nothing to do with your head. Eshgalei means openly. We went out very openly. We weren't hiding, as Rashi says. We weren't hiding. We went out. We didn't go out in the middle of the night. We went out in the morning. Bet Samayomah said we went out in this very day. If indeed it means that the attitude of Jews walking out, both from the expression of Chamushim and also from the expression of Yad Ramah, the brazen hand, if these expressions mean that we went out with a great confidence, so it's very ironic or perhaps a great change of events, when in the middle of the Parsha, the beginning of the Parsha, all of a sudden, Vayiru Ma'od, the Jews saw the Egyptians and then we were very fearful. One second ago, we were going out with great confidence. Next second, we were very fearful. So it's an interesting twist of events. Finally, the Briskerov, one of the Salvatics in the land of Israel, he said, what's chamushim? Well, if you want to know what chamushim is, you don't need to look in a dictionary. Look at the next verse. The Jews went out armed. Armed with what? Or some say it means they had preparations, they had food preparations, the Bechor Shor. What kind of preparations they have? What kind of arms they have? What's the next pasuk? Vayikach Moshe etzmot Yosef imo. The next pasuk says that they took the bones of Joseph. Aha. So the bones of Joseph, what were the real ammunition? The bones of Joseph. How do the bones of Joseph help you? Why is that ammunition? Well, don't you know the Medrash? Hayamra avayanos, that the sea saw and it ran away. It split. Why? What did the sea see? The sea, S-E-A, saw what? The bones of Joseph. When the sea saw the bones of Joseph, it said, look, this guy was able to overcome nature. The woman approached him and he had nothing going on, and he was able to overcome his nature. I'm going to overcome nature too. I'm going to split. So we see that that the real armament that the Jews had was not a spear or a sword or a shield. The real armaments were the bones of Joseph. They were really our protection. So it reminds us that others may have different types of weapons, but our greatest weapon is not the F-16 or anything else, but the Iron Dome. Our greatest weapon is our reliance on God, is our ancestors who stood before us, is the Ark of the Covenant that walked with the bones of Joseph. This is our true Torah. This is our greatest protection. We need both. We have to take human action and human involvement, but it's really the spiritual is a very important component of our safety. So thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Elmeth Congregation. We want to thank our sponsor tonight, Erica Siegel, who is sponsoring this webcast and many others in memory of her parents, Yekusiel Yehuda Ben Yaakov and Chana Bas Frimit, Aleihem HaShalom. May the memories be a blessing, and all the learning we did should be in their memory. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah. with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asbe.org.